Reformed Church.
Thank you, Lord, for your guidance, for your ministry toward us, Lord. I thank you that you are the shepherd of our soul. Father, I pray that if there are people that are at home or even here in person, Lord, I pray that if there's anybody that is struggling to get to know you, Lord, and they want to know you more, but they just don't feel like they're really receiving knowledge from you, or they're not receiving revelation in their own time with you, Father, I pray that they, as Miss Lindsay was saying before, Lord, Father, I pray that that they would continue in your word, because if we continue in your word, we will know the truth. And if we're not saved, the truth will make us free. And if we are saved, Lord, we'll just experience that freedom. But if we continue in your word, then we will know the truth. Thank you so much, Lord. It does take continuance before we really get a grasp and before we get revelation of your word. Thank you so much, Jesus, though, that for all that seek you, all that seek find. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is a promise to every single person. There is no person that seeks you with all their heart, Lord, and does not find. Lord, if we're not seeking you with all of our heart, then that's something that we need to do. It just means, Lord, that you have the number one priority in our heart. Our entire heart, Lord, is devoted to that priority of knowing you. But if we're doing that, Lord, we will find the knowledge of you. We will be instructed by you. The Bible says that they'll be taught of the Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus, that we have promises from you that we will understand your truth if we continue in your word. Then we will know the truth. It does take a process of continuance before we understand who you are for ourselves. Thank you, Lord. But Lord, it's really easy to continue when we know that it's not going to be in vain. Sometimes we have trouble continuing in something, Lord, if we're not sure it's going to bear fruit or we're going to get results. But when we know, Lord, that we will find and that we will understand you if we continue, it's easy to continue, Lord, because we know none of it is in vain. Thank you so much, Jesus, for who you are and what you've done for us. Thank you so much, Lord, that what you've done for us is applicable to us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if someone does ask you that question, where they feel like they're not receiving from the Lord, or they want to get to know God, but they don't really feel, I don't feel like God's speaking to me or something. One of the things that Jesus provided is knowledge, is wisdom. That's one. It's part of our inheritance. Jesus is to us power and wisdom from God. So just like anything else, you know, it's not a person-to-person thing as to whether you're going to receive this particular thing from God. What people are receiving today is not a reflection on, you know, what God wants for each individual person. It's a reflection on, you know, our seeking of the Lord and our knowledge of him and what we are willing to receive from him, not because, oh, God doesn't want you to receive it. And so knowing that knowledge is a part of the inheritance, if someone ever asks you that question, they want to get to know the Lord more, but they just don't feel like they are getting to know the Lord more, you can answer them with the same surety as you would anything and say, no, Jesus provided this for you. But again, John 8 says that if you continue in my word, then you're truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so it does take a continuance in the Word of God to actually understand it, because sometimes you're either reading the Bible or you're at church, and you're receiving the Word of God, but you don't feel like you really quite have a grasp on it yet. But Jesus didn't say that if you just receive my Word, then you'll know the truth. If you continue in my Word, then you'll know the truth. It does take a process of continuance, and most people... first of all, most people don't seek the Lord anyway, but even out of the people that are seeking the Lord or start seeking the Lord, a lot of people just stop halfway through. And a big part of that, I believe, is because if you don't have the assurance in your heart that, you know, I'm going to know this truth, like I'm going to get to a point where I can actually understand this and speak this, if you don't have that assurance, it's easy to just stop halfway. It's like even people like losing weight or something. They start, but if they don't see results immediately, then they just stop. Now, you would see results if you continued and, you know, did it the right way, but when you don't see results, sometimes that can be discouraging to just stop, because you feel, oh, all this work and then for nothing. Well, it's not work with the Lord, but we sometimes say, oh, I'm investing all this time with the Lord, and I'm not seeing this fruit of knowledge. I'm not getting to know the Lord anymore, but it does take continuance, and I will say this too. If you've gone years and years and you don't really feel like you have revelation from the Lord for yourself, now I'm not saying just receiving at church, but I'm saying like in your own time with the Lord and meditating, if you don't really feel like you hear the voice of God, I'll just give you two things right now again, one thing is the continuance aspect, but if you say, man, I've been continuing this for years and I don't feel like I've really ever heard the voice of God for myself, I'm saying this to help you. If you just want the truth, then this is what I'm going to tell you. Because sometimes, you know, when I was younger, there were certain preachers that I felt like, oh, if I listen to them, they're going to say something nice and kind of what I want to hear. And then other preachers I knew, if I listen to them, I'm probably just going to get the right answer and, you know, they're going to shoot straight. So I'm going to shoot straight with you. You may not be seeking the Lord with all your heart. You may have other things that are prioritized in your life higher than the knowledge of Jesus. And you know what? God's not saying that to you because he's offended or something like that. God loves you and you're righteous before him. But if you want to get to know God, I'm telling you right now that most people don't seek the Lord with all their heart. Most people have other priorities. And you know, if there's they got things to do, they got activities, recreational things, they got a TV show to watch, the other things just kind of monopolize their time, or because they have so much in their schedule, they just make the kind of excuse in their mind and the justification to say, well, I don't really have that much time to spend with the Lord, even privately, let alone to meditate. You're not going to see that fruit the way that you could if you're not seeking the Lord with all your heart. Like, it takes an investment of time to know the truth. I mean, just to give you an example, and I'm not saying you have to do what I did, but I'm just giving you an example. I heard a preacher talk about how, man, when he was first getting to know the Lord, like, he just didn't even watch TV anymore, and he would spend all these hours a day, and that kind of inspired me to be like, oh, that's like a possible thing that I could do. And when I was younger, I would spend time with the Lord, and I'm not saying everybody can do this, but at the time I could. And so my Bible school was, I spent all day. I would wake up and I would go on a walk and I would be meditating and read my Bible and I'd be praying like literally all day. And I would come back and eat. And funny enough, I would come back and eat. And then we had a hammock there. And so I would sit there, take a 10-minute nap, and then go on a walk again. Ultimately, too, because I had to take a nap because I'd go to bed so late because I wanted to spend as much time as I could with the Lord. I was getting very little sleep even. And I would be walking around praying and stuff, and I would be like so tired, I would just lean up against the wall, and I'd fall asleep, lean up against the wall, I was so tired. And I'm not saying this for any other reason except to perhaps inspire you to say, you know what, Lord, I can spend more time with you. I can prioritize in a way that I'm not right now. And I'm not saying you have all day like I did at the time. I don't even have all day like that right now, but I still prioritize the Lord, and I spend hours and hours with the Lord. Again, schedule sometimes changes here and there, but my goal is to spend hours of private time with the Lord every single day. And I'm not saying that except because sometimes we just don't think about it, we don't register it, but if you want to get to know the Lord, it's like as much as you want. How much do you want? That's always the Lord's question, right? How much do you want? Like, how much knowledge do you want? How much healing do you want? How much, you know, and of course, when you get the knowledge of the Lord, that produces healing and all the fixes for all this stuff in our life, but It's up to you. Like, it's not up to anybody else. And God's not trying to put a time limit on you. Don't try to make this regimented thing. You know, I never made it a regimented thing that I got to spend X amount of time with the Lord. I still don't do that. But my thing is, my goal is just to meditate all day long. And prayer is a huge help. I've been realizing that even especially recently, that when I get up in the morning, even for my meditation, when I can pray, you know, I'll just share this as from an experiential thing, but for me, sometimes when I'm just meditating, my mind can kind of like wander into something else. And so I just talk to the Lord, because while I'm talking to him, you know, it just keeps my mind on track. And I say, you know, Lord, thank you so much for being with me today. You know, I wake up in the morning. Thank you so much, Lord, that you're here right now. And just acknowledging the Lord, and I could also talk out loud. And you might have family around, but do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? It's as much as you want. It's not as much as God wants you to know. You know God as much as you want to know God. And I know a lot of people would take offense to that, but it's not to be offensive. That's to open, you know, the sort of limitations that you've put on. Because sometimes we'll go years and years, and we'll just know God pretty much kind of how we've always known God. And you know what? While it does take continuance before you get to know the Lord, like get revelation for yourself, if you've gone years and years and your current priority on the Lord has not been producing what you want, then change something. I mean, right? You could continue, but here's the thing too, right? If you're not seeking the Lord with all your heart and other things have taken priority and you continue in that, you're going to get the same result you're always getting. You know what I'm saying? Like, so continuance is good when you're seeking the Lord with all your heart, then you need to continue. But if you're not seeking the Lord with all your heart, you can continue in that all day long and that's going to produce pretty much at the same pace that you've been moving, you're going to continue to move. But if you want more, you can have more. Again, I've said this before too, and it's not only private time, but it is also private time with the Lord. That's a huge part. You cannot you can meditate during your day, but you can't meditate the same way as when you just carve out time and say, it's just me and Jesus, and we're going to talk, and I'm going to read my Bible, and I'm going to meditate on Scripture. It's not the same. Again, it's not only private time with the Lord, but I will say, even regarding private time with the Lord, that's something that that's how much we want. And I know that we may not believe that because we look at our schedule and how kind of crammed our schedule is sometimes, and we don't think, well, I can't do anything to help this. That's not actually true. If you would spend the time, the Lord would get you the time, just so you know. And I'm not saying all day. You need to be working. You need to be, you know, getting paid. You shouldn't be living off of someone else's work so you can spend time with Jesus at home. That is not what I'm saying. Your own hands need to be producing wealth to take care of your needs. So that I'm not talking about people that will say, oh, I don't work because I just spend time with Jesus. No. If you're spending time with Jesus and knowing Jesus correctly, he gives you the power to get wealth. So who's getting the wealth? You are the one he's empowering to get wealth, okay? Not just that you're going to sit at home and well, empower someone else to get me wealth. No. He's going to empower you to get wealth, okay? That's Deuteronomy 8:18. So I'm not talking about that, but I am saying, though, that sometimes our private time, we just say, well, I don't have the time for this. No, you do have the time for this. If you would seek the Lord with the time that you have right now, and if you needed more, he'd get you more. Trust me. I just made an adjustment not that long ago, and I pretty much don't really watch TV anymore, except for, like, if I'm eating or something like that, I'll put something on sometimes. But I don't actually take designated time really anymore to watch any TV anymore. I used to follow politics. I used to listen to podcasts. I used to do all this stuff. I don't do any of that anymore. Like, zero, nothing, none of it anymore. Why? Because I wanted more time. I wasn't satisfied with the time I had, so you make time. And again, if you don't have an idea right now on how to do that, the Lord would give you creative ideas to do it. Trust me, he wants you to know him more than you want to know him. So trust me, with all the power that God has on the inside of you, if you wanted the time, the Lord would make sure you got it. And I know there's family. We have families to take care of. We have jobs and things like that. And I'm not telling you not to be productive from like an external standpoint. I'm not telling you that. But there's 24 hours in a day, and it's kind of like budgeting your money. You could be getting all this money, and if you don't budget your money, you're going to spend it and not know where it's going. It's the exact same thing with your time. You get 24 hours just like everybody else, but if you don't budget your time, and I'm not saying you got to write it out. I'm just saying, if you don't look at where all your time is going and start cutting the fat off of that, of course you're going to waste time like you'd waste anything if you're not conscious of it. But I would submit that to you, that it's true that when you want to get to know the Lord, it takes a continuance to get to know the Lord. But I will tell you this too. This is the truth. This is the truth. That there are some people at the pace that they seek the Lord. They don't really seek the Lord very much. They don't meditate very much. They'll do a devotional or something like that, and that's pretty much that's it. If they continue that way, you will continue to move at the pace you're moving. You know, and that's, I want to emphasize the fact that you don't get to know the Lord so you can be something special to God. You are something special to God. I just want to know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be an enticement to spend the time. If you're not enticed to spend time with the Lord, you're doing it for the wrong motivation. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying your motivation is wrong. You need to taste and see that the Lord is good. And the Bible says, Peter says, that when you taste and see that the Lord is good, then you'll desire the pure milk of the Word. You'll desire the Word of God and to hear the message if you've actually tasted it. Whenever you don't feel like spending time with the Lord, go to thinking, okay? I'll say this last thing about this. If you ever don't feel like spending time, private time with the Lord, I challenge you to do this. Keep doing what you're doing. Let's say you're watching TV, let's say you're doing something, you don't feel like it. Keep doing what you're doing for a second, and then start thinking about all the benefits that it produces in your life to spend time with the Lord, okay? That right there will give you the motivation to say, you know what am I doing? TV, so okay, there's nothing wrong with TV. There's also nothing productive it's going to do in my life. I'm not going to get healed off of TV. I'm not going to, you know, walk in the Psalms 91 kind of protection where no plague even comes near me. No evil will even befall me in my life. TV is not going to produce that for me. There's nothing wrong necessarily with decent TV, but you start thinking that, and I'm like, you know what? At some point, you do have to make a determination, though, to say, you know what? I have tasted enough, and I have enough motivation, therefore, off that taste of the gospel and the good news to say, you know what? I'm putting my foot down. I'm drawing a line in the sand, and you know what? Here's what I'm going to do now. I'm spending time, more time because I'm going to cut this or whatever you need to do, but it's worth determining in your heart to seek the Lord. And you know what? It's not a discipline. It's an enticement. It is not a discipline. It's an enticement. If you do anything out of discipline, it gets really old and stale really quick. It's not about having a regimen. I don't have a regimen. Some days I just pray and I meditate on Scripture. Other days I read my Bible for the entire time that I'm spending time with the Lord. Other times I'll get Scripture and I start making notes and I start rearranging stuff, and it just depends. You know what? I do what I want to do. I spend time with the Lord and I do what I want to do. But it's important, though, to prioritize this. You will know the truth. If you seek the Lord with all your heart, He will be found by you. It's never happened that someone has sought the Lord with all their heart and they did not know Him and get revelation. It's just as much as you want, though. As much as you want. If you want to do it and make that investment of time, man, I'll tell you what. You'll never do something more exciting and more blessing-filled in your whole life than to get to know Jesus more than you do right now. Get Him speaking to you, not just hear it at church. The feeling of God speaking to you is just, you know, man. One word from God in your whole life would be better than going your entire life living in the pleasures of this world. It really, really would. One word from God. It would be better to get one word from God and meditate on that your entire life than to delve into all the pleasures of this world. It's so much better. And you would live. God wants you to hear from Him so that you can live. And you can live in His abundant life. It's so, so important. But it's so good. The more you spend time with the Lord, too, the more hooked you get. You really do. You really, really do.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.